What up, X, Jason Dick and friends, and my thanks to Cat Lady Regina. I knew there was a smart person out there. Tweets at us, says that's from Dracula the Musical. It's called The Master's Song. Okay. Right. Why is it in the thing? Okay. It's coded for our morning show. It was put in there in April. It's clearly I said, hey, go get me the Master's music so I can do my Jim Nance bit.
Oh, I love that and, now.
Yeah.
Oh, is this literally just a joke?
Right.
Okay, yeah.
We probably, like, I bet you we did this exact thing on April of 2017, and I said, what the hell is that? What is this stupid music? What are you doing? What is that? That's fine. Brett with 1T says, Nick, we need Jason saying, I might let other rods into the business on a drop. Hashtag, I need those rods.
I'll put it down.
That's
I need those balls.
That's fine. That's good. All right, guys. It's like 10 minutes away from when I'm going to try and get fired. You guys getting excited?
I'm glad you wait to the end of the show.
That's why I put it there.
Good.
It's Jason Dick and Friends on 101X.
Jason Dick and Friends with a Haymaker gift card for you to win. Nick that tune inside 20 minutes away. Hold on for that. Our new friend Roxy Castillo is with us today. Thanks for being here, Roxy. It's been fun having you around.
This has been the week has flown by. This has been rejuvenating. I work alone all day. I live alone.
Oh, no.
I've been quarantined for a year.
There's a man down.
Just to get to make eye contact with real people.
Yeah. Oh,
this has been such a fun week.
Good. I felt so bad because we went and met Roxy out at Haymaker last week or whenever it was.
Yeah.
And she was, I think she was literally like, you guys are the first people I've seen in a year.
Yeah, because you had just become vaccinated and you were like ready to
I've had a very
go back
small
out into
pod.
The world. And then we were the first ones to be like, hey, welcome to the show. Welcome to the party, pal. Well, that's great. I'm glad to know that you're enjoying your time. Now let's ruin it. Just kidding. I'm not going to do anything bad. Julio from SA says, oh, no, dude. Are you going to bring up that you're not Mexican, that you're Spaniard? Okay, let's hear this train wreck. Yeah, I don't usually address matters of my culture and heritage on this program for a variety of reasons. One,
what is the opposite of cultural appropriation?
Nobody,
that's what Jason does about
cares.
Himself.
Nobody does that. Who cares?
I bet a lot of people care.
I don't care. That's the biggest thing is I don't care. Okay, I'm not into it. And yeah, that is why some people would say that. What did the boss once say about me that I'm foolish and ignorant?
Yes.
Yeah, admittedly so. Put it on the billboard. Jason Dick and Friends. Foolish and ignorant.
It's literally a defense.
Roxy is, like myself, half Hispanic.
Yes.
If you put the two of us together, we're a full-on Hispanic.
A whole one.
And a full-on useless white person, right? What is your background? Tell me the...
All right. So, on my dad's side, we're Mexican.
Yeah.
Mom's side, Polish.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, I'm cream of the crop.
And you're from Denver,
from
Colorado.
Denver.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what I feel like is extra special.
Yeah.
Is it extra special?
I don't know.
It's just like a town.
Yeah.
It's a city.
I feel like, now I'm going to get myself fired. I feel like that's kind of an interesting combination for Denver.
But true, but my parents are an interesting combination. I owe my life to a Kmart. They met at Kmart. He was the one bringing the cash into the office. She was the one accepting the cash.
That is beautiful.
Cha-ching.
That is beautiful.
Look at this prize.
Ah.
But
and 9 months later, he made another deposit.
Well, it would have been the deposit.
Your math is a little off.
Yeah, that's fine. We saw what you were doing.
Focus on the
there.
Math part.
Maybe a C-mart.
So, yeah, same. My dad is Hispanic. If I say Mexican in front of him, he's quick to correct me. I'll tell you that story in a sec. But and then, yeah, my mom, I don't know, what is it? She'd say Scotch-Irish or something like that. She's
you're white.
She's from Kentucky. Mm-hmm. The Hereford is somehow involved. Amarillo, Arkansas for a second. Just as it's half Hispanic, half just as white trash as you can possibly get.
Sounds like you're half MAGA.
Yeah, possibly. It's weird. My mom is probably the most liberal white trash person on earth.
Yeah.
How did you do that, Mom? How did that happen?
She threw around up to all those other people. It's like, nope,
free drinks.
Now, I guess what I have to address delicately is that I have no pride in my Hispanic heritage. Okay, now I have no shame about it. I have no feelings toward it, and it's
that's a shame because it's so.
Do you embrace your Hispanic heritage?
My dad always corrects me. He's like, you're not Mexican.
Uh-huh.
You're American.
Okay.
Fair enough. That's true. Part of me is, from Mexican lineage. I love I love that side of my family. Mm-hmm. I love it. I feel weird, though, because growing up, we were always too dark for my mom's side. We were, you know, little brown kids. For my dad's side, we were too white. I don't speak Spanish. I always think that that's...
¿Quieres hablar en español conmigo? Sí, ¿cómo no?
No, I don't know.
No hables, yo sé que piensas, pero no necesita tus razones.
Already showing off.
No me diga por qué lo duele. Yeah, I have like 45 seconds of Spanish things that I'm real good at. And then when I run out of that, it's like, you should see me trying to get a taxi to the resort in Cancun. I'm like, excuse me, señor. Yo soy America.
Yeah, we know. Well, I feel like I have to overcompensate because I don't speak Spanish.
Well, and, you know, so I feel you on that in the terms of, like, particularly in these times, social justice and the like, people are like, Jason, why aren't you repping for the POCs out there? Because isn't that you? And I'm like, no. And I'm not, again, not a denier or ashamed of my Hispanic heritage, but look, I got a real white face, okay?
You do.
You're
and
a daywalker.
Little redhead.
I got red hair. And so, yeah, I've never known the world of walking around as a brown person, so I don't want to try and act as if I know that. And so, yeah, I have that whole thing for going for me or not going for me.
But there's also a ton of redheaded Mexicans.
See, that's...
It's you
we're
and
not
Louis
gonna
C.K.
No, we're nope, not going to nope, sit. Nope, we're, not, nope. we're keeping him out. That's where that's where I walk out.
Oh, me and Louie have so many things in common.
Oh, no.
Would you like to come to my hotel?
I should.
Jesus.
Go to commercial.
That's not funny.
Sorry.
You said you weren't trying to get fired.
Go to commercial. I'm going to flip this desk.
I do enjoy the comedy of Louis C.K. still, but I understand that's not a great thing. And so, yeah, I don't know. It's just always been like... it's just been a thing. And honestly, here's where I'm going to get myself in trouble. It seems weird, a weird thing. Golly, don't say that, Jason. Don't hear it.
Oh,
it's a weird thing to be proud of because I didn't do anything, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, I am a proud graduate of the University of Texas, okay? I showed up for a lot of those classes, and I stayed up all night studying for those tests, and I paid for the Cliff Notes, and I earned a degree from the University of Texas, okay? Being a Hispanic person, I didn't do anything, okay? Just my dad's lackluster birth control practices led to me being born into this world, and so it's a weird thing for me to take pride in. Does that make sense? Does that anybody follow
it? It makes sense. Do I agree? Do I? See, and I'm proud of my family. I'm proud of mm-hmm. where we come from. I'm proud of the struggles that they've overcome. I don't have any struggles that I've overcome. I'm adorable. You know, look at me. I'm like, boo-hoo. I snore. Oh no. Yeah. What should I do? But I'm proud of, you know, I'm proud of them. I'm proud of the culture. Whether or not I participate in it or not, doesn't mean I can't mm-hmm. rep it mm-hmm. and be proud. Just because I'm not
right.
what a typical Mexican looks like or sounds like doesn't mean that I can't have, you know,
I also,
a sopapilla heart. Tamale brains. I
wonder, and I'm not an expert on human physiologies. I got a whole breastfeeding thing that I can tell you about, Roxy.
Oh, Jesus.
Is it possible that my white trash DNA just overtook all of my Hispanic DNA? Just it got in there and was like,
let's
hey.
Let's get a scientist on the line.
It immediately declared itself the alpha and was like, my white trash blood is just too strong mm-hmm. that it forced all of the white pigments to the front.
It possibly, yeah. I mean, especially your gingerness.
I'm also just doing a joke. Well, see,
I feel like that's...
That's the other thing.
That's a dominant trait.
Red hair is on my dad's side of my family as well. And there's, you know, mm-hmm. you know, Spaniards from Spain mm-hmm. are oftentimes redheaded. But that was always a thing for me in school when people would see, Roxy, my real last name is Alvarez. This whole thing is
Wait.
A lie.
Wait, yeah. Your last name isn't Dick?
I am not. Jason Dick is just a fun radio name.
Holy crap.
Fun fact, though, Andy Dick is also Andy Alvarez, okay?
No.
That's my cousin.
No.
But yeah, people would see an Alvarez on the, you know, like my second grade teacher would see an Alvarez on the you know, the roll call and see this little goofball redhead. And it's like, what's going on? Who is this? Whose identity have you stolen? And I'm like, that's racist on you, Miss Coffee. All right. Coffee was her name. Now I feel like I'm doing a thing. Where was I going with this?
Either your dad's wedding speech or your middle school graduation. I forget which story you're going to go in.
The graduation one now seems wrong. The dad one is funny because it's on him. You said your dad corrects you, that says that you're not Mexican. It was at my freaking wedding, all right? And there was the toast portion. By the way, nobody invited the dads to toast.
No.
Nobody. This is not an open mic. There was two people. There was one of the best men, one of the ladies who was going to do a speech. That was it. And then all of a sudden, her dad comes and grabs the mic, and he's got some analogy about a golf shot and about how I'm a terrible match for his daughter, but maybe I'll bounce off a tree and land on the green somehow. And then my dad walks up, and he's probably like 13 Bud Lights deep at this point. And I don't know how or why, but he's like, "That if her dad's going to talk, I'm going to talk." And he does comes and he grabs the mic and he says, "Jason always says that he's half Mexican, and that drives me crazy." I say, "Jason, we're not Mexican, we're Spaniard." And I got like two of my groomsmen are Mexican, and they're like, "What the hell is he doing?" I'm like, "I don't know. What is happening? Start the music.
Go to commercial.
Turn the mic
on. The middle of this wedding, they were going to commercial."
Here's more Jason, Dick, and Friends. 101X.
Dick and Friends. See, that's why Louie just deserves us. Oh, okay, hold on. Not that one.
Roxy left the building.
Romero in ATX says, "Earned, Jason? We've all seen the lackluster results of that education. I'd say your white trash jeans saw the conquistador jeans and said, 'Hold my beer, Jose.'" Lackluster results. How dare you? Am I the most famous radio person from the RTF school at the University of Texas? Until you bring up another one, I would like to see you.
Oh, don't make me go dig through.
Go dig. Alumni. All right. Walter Cronkite doesn't count. Okay.
Okay.
Doesn't count. Okay. Here, just because Nick likes hearing this one. Now it seems particularly unacceptable. But why? It's not unacceptable.
As long as you learned your lesson.
A lot of my own narration being aired today. I don't know if that's I would recommend against this strategy, Roxy. Make a
note
of that.
Taking notes?
At my high school graduation, we're doing the rehearsal, and you go through the line, and they explained, this is if the principal is up there, and they're going to say your name, and if he pronounces it differently, this is your opportunity to say, "That's not how you pronounce my name. Pronounce it like this." Mm-hmm. And so I'm going through the line, and it's like, "Corey Alvarado, Pedro Alvarado, Daniel Alvarez, Jason Alvarez." And I was like, Hold on, sir. There's no Alvarez here. It's just Alvarez. And for the most part, I was just being a jerk. Just being a funny 18-year-old jackass. Mm-hmm.
Who never has to see this guy again.
Yeah, I'm just, looking forward to growing out of that 18-year-old jackassness.
Just the guy needs attention from everybody in the room.
I don't know. But yeah, I stopped and told him. It's not Alvarez. Just Alvarez. And so, yeah, then the next day at real graduation, we're going to Corey Alvarado, Pedro Alvarado, Daniel Alvarez, Jason Alvarez, Roberto Alvarez. And I was like, oh, sweet, he did it. He was right. He did remember the thing. Little did I know, my abuela drove all the way up from Brownsville to see me graduate high school. And afterwards was just like, what is with you? Just because you're a little on the Blanco side, he thinks he can say your name like that? And I was like, Grandma, I know, he is racist. That is not cool.
That's it.
That was not cool what he did.
Some say that's what killed his abuela.
She's still alive, you son of a bitch.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah. 93, I think she is.
Mm-hmm.
She's killing it, man.
They said my name right at graduation, if I can remember, because I was rip-roaring stoned that whole experience.
Get it on,
and then
man.
Having to take pictures with my grandma.
That's
just this.
That's a fun
goofy
thing, man.
Smile.
You know, they got my name right just because I went to Gerald, which is a population of like 12.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my class was 45 people, and that was the big one. And then also my mom taught there, so they knew that. Now, is my degree legal? Because they told me that I didn't have to take a physics class. And then at the very end, they're like, oh, yeah, we should have had you take a physics class. And so they counted like my seventh grade physical science as like a credit. So I don't think my
degree
is your high school degree legal.
I don't think you're technically
bring
a high school dropout.
I don't think it is.
That's great. Yeah. I like that.
We can investigate this.
I also thought it was weird that my grandma just surprise showed up at my high school graduation.
Surprise? That's a crowning moment. We don't know if you're going to go off to do anything else.
See, that was the thing is I was like, Grandma, I was just touting my pride in my college degree, but like, what, you thought I wasn't going to, are we celebrating the fact that I'm not a total loser? Like, graduating from high school seems like the bare minimum to be a functioning member of society. No offense to the high school dropouts who listen to this program. You guys are the best.
18 to 24-year-olds.
You guys are crushing it. You guys are the best.
Back to Jason, Dick, and Friends. 101X.
Punk rock physicist tweets at Jason Dick AS says, Jason, none of what you said is inherently wrong. It's actually a recognition of your privilege. You don't have pride in your identity because you've never been marginalized for it. That's where arguments in favor of pride come from, because for many people, simply existing as who they are, as who they were born as, has been criminalized and attacked by our political, economic, and social structures. In that sense, there is power in being proud and embracing who you are as a resistance against oppression.
Yes!
See, that's some smart stuff. That's what I was saying a second ago, right?
Also, you've got enough pride. You don't need to add anything else to give you more pride.
Oh, that's a good tweet.
You're good.
All right, we have a Haymaker gift card to give away when we play that button. That button.
Nick,
that tune. Nick that tune, Nick that tune. Everybody loves to play Nick that tune. Nick that tune. Nick that tune. My girlfriend, Bumbleina, just texted to say, Haymaker is also our first date. I guess that's just where you meet all the girls.
Yeah.
Listen, darling, that's you were the first one.
That night.
My first, my last, my everything. But it worked so good. When I was looking for a new work wife, I was like, I'm going to use the same formula. That's what it probably. Look, I just like their whiskey. Okay, our contestant, good morning, John?
Yes.
John, we're going to give you a year and a clue about a song. It'll include a lyrical reference. There's a theme. See if you can figure the theme out. Probably more helpful than the clue. And then you and Nick are going to bid against each other. How many seconds of that song do you need to hear? To Nick that tune, beat him, and we're going to send you to Haymaker, and you'll meet your future everything. All right?
Balls.
Great. All right, John, here we go. From 1984, your first clue, a song from 1984. There's a new game we like to play. You see, a game with added reality. It's called Nick That Tune. Nick That Tune. Okay. I don't have the enthusiasm for it anymore.
Yeah.
That's your clue from a song from 1984. Nick, how many seconds to Nick That Tune?
That seems like that clue should have been helpful, but it wasn't. Mm-hmm. And I can nick that tune, and I'm going to say 6 seconds.
6 seconds. So, John, you can go less than six, or you can make Nick name it.
Yeah, I'm not good at 1984. Let's say that tune in 4 seconds.
4 seconds.
All right.
I can nick it in 3 seconds.
Nick that tune.
Okay. John, I guess, you know, I was like, I don't want to tell the people how to play the strategy in this game, but when you explain, I'm not that good at 84, and then you bid lower than, but you got Nick to go 3 seconds, so maybe you guys play on the next level. All right, here you go. Nick, your 3 seconds, the song from 1984.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's
no, that's made up.
Yeah, that's a commercial. That's a jingle.
1984.
It can't possibly be, but the only thing I can think of is that's Bohemian Rhapsody and Queen.
Roxy, you're a noted Queen fan.
That is not. That is not.
Yeah, that is incorrect. John, you have the opportunity to steal if you like. No negative points on a steal. Any idea on those 3 seconds, John?
Well, the only band I know would be Depeche Mode.
Okay, you want to guess a song title for me?
Stars.
Okay, Depeche Mode is
a
correct.
Lot. It's a lot.
It's a lot.
As there we go.
Depeche Mode's Master and Servant from 1984.
Okay.
My guy, noted voiceover artist Jordan Jones, rolling over in his grave right now. You guys know Jordan? Yeah, me neither.
Nope.
He's a big Depeche Mode guy. All right, well played there. John, you got 1 point. Nick at negative one. Off to a great start. Your next song is from 1986. A song from 1986. Your clue, Roxy, if your man complains about your snoring, you just tell him, taste me. You'll see more is all you need. That's your clue from 1986.
Quit looking at me in the eye, Nick.
That might not have been real advice, by the way. I don't know if that's... all right, you have control of the board, John. Song from 1986. How many seconds do you need to nick that tune?
Nick the tune in 10 seconds.
He says 10 seconds. He wants the full allotment.
I'm going to stick with, I can nick that tune in 6 seconds.
6 seconds.
I can nick that tune in 5.
It's getting exciting.
You know what? It's Friday. I can nick that tune in 4 seconds.
Just nick the tune.
Okay, it's Thursday. You get 4 seconds? Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
All right. John, that might be a problem because I think you, I need, here you go. 4 seconds from 1986.
Ha ha.
Ha ha.
That is obviously Metallica, and the song is called Enter the Master of Puppets. Just kidding.
Oh, Master, that's what Puppets. We're calling
Master of Puppets.
Master of Puppets, Metallica is correct. How come you can't just answer the thing? Why do you have to do the Enter the Master of Puppets?
Well, I don't know, it bugs you.
It does. It,
it bothers you.
But it's not fun for anybody.
You.
Nobody is.
It's fun for me.
All right. Well played there, Haji. 2 points on that one, which means we're back to a tie, right? 1-1 going to the final here.
Because that was minus one.
Yeah.
That's how points work.
Here we go. From 1998. Your clue, from 1998. So what? I confused Ludacris and Juvenile. Whatever. I got hip-hop cred coming out the wazoo, breaking fools off because I'm a no-limit soldier. That's your clue. A song from 1998. Nick, back in control of the board. How many seconds to nick that tune?
In honor of Metallica, I'm going to do... I can nick that tune in 6 seconds again.
In honor of Metallica.
666.
I can nick that tune in 4 seconds.
4 seconds, says John.
I can nick that tune in 2 seconds.
Ooh. John, what do we do here?
Really don't want to lose, but you can go back into the negative.
What is the correct strategy?
All right, I can nick that tune in 1 second.
Snap!
Let's do it.
Nick that tune.
All right, you get 1 second, John, on this song from 1998. Here you go, my guy. Make them say, oh!
That's ludicrous. All I can say is ludicrous.
Okay. John, this is not unfortunate. That is not ludicrous. Nick, for you,
nope,
John loses
the
point. You don't lose anything for saying. You don't have any idea?
Juvenile?
Come on, man. Master P's.
I was thinking it was Master P, but then I was like, I can't do what Jason did and get it wrong. I don't want to.
What are you talking about?
My hip-hop.
Yeah.
Hip-hoppers.
Master P, make them say ugh, is how my whiteness would read it. Make them say ugh. So, yeah, we had Depeche Mode, Master and Servant, and Master of Puppets, and then Master P, because the Masters Golf Tournament starts today.
The Master of Nick That Tune.
And that's why we have this song from Dracula.
2 years ago, I was minding my business, tending my
I don't know. Let's see here. John, you didn't win, but hold on. We got a prize for you. And I want to remind people, tomorrow at this time, that's when you can win that 6-pack of tickets, Round Rock Express game, plus a 12-pack of Bud Light. Roxy Castillo, it's been an absolute pleasure having you here for 3 days.
Golly, this has been nice.
I think you have to go back to real normal land work, at least for a little while tomorrow.
I do.
Is that right? Don't read too much into it, boys and girls, but Roxy's going to go upstairs and talk to the owner of the company.
I'm definitely not nervous.
Oh, it's going to be fine.
Don't worry about that. I can handle men. I don't know. As long as I don't snore.
All right. Good luck, my friend.
It's Jason, Dick, and Friends on 101X. 101X.